Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Then send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is getting over your fear of making impromptu remarks and six steps for launching your side hustle. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Have you been in this scenario? The boss turns to you in a meeting and asks, "What do you think?" Or asks you to deliver spontaneous remarks or make a toast at an office gathering. Do you freeze on the spot? Do you ramble endlessly? Do you break into a nervous sweat? How will you get over your fear if this is a situation that causes you terror? Here's Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Sue, set this up.
Much is talked about with planned presentations and speeches, but the impromptu talk is actually much more common in the workplace when, you know, the boss asks you suddenly in a meeting, what do you think, and you want to impress everybody around the table, or you're asked to deliver spontaneous remarks or maybe make a toast. Many people just freeze up with anxiety at these situations.
All right, so, and it's worse than fear of like spiders and reptiles and stuff?
In the Chapman University American Fear Survey every year, it does come up above stalkers, spiders, and snakes. Wow. In terms of how much it scares people. One in four Americans are really terrified by this.
How about that? How do you get around it then? What do people suggest?
Well, it's very important to assume you'll be asked to speak sometime and prepare for that. Be ready. Like, have in mind, what your story is, what you're doing at work that matters, how to maybe express a positive emotion at the beginning of such a talk, like, I'm really glad you asked, or something like that. It gets you off on the right foot. And practice. I mean, one of the interesting tips I got is practice around the dinner table or, at a dinner party. If somebody asks you for your opinion, think about structuring your answer. And the big clue here is a three-part response. What I got from all the coaches is give a three-part response, either what happened in the past, present, and future, or problem, solution, forecast for the future. Just have some kind of a three-part structure in mind. It'll make you speak a lot more concisely, and you'll get your point across.
So is this something that comes natural? You know, sometimes people in a room like, oh, yeah, tell so-and-so to say something. He's good at that. Or are they just prepared?
Well, it does come naturally to some people who have high self-esteem and love telling stories and have confidence that they're going to come across well. And this can start early. You know, some people learn as early as adolescence that they're good storytellers. But in a business setting, it still helps to practice your skills, because sometimes your answers have to be heavy on content. For example, if you're presenting to investment analysts or prospective clients, you have to really sound like you know what you're talking about, and you can do severe career damage even if you perform poorly in the question and answer session after your presentation. Mm-hmm. So it's really best to not assume that you are really good at this already and take some tips.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. Here's how to claim your own side hustle in six easy steps from USA Today. Number one, brainstorm. First, you need to sell something people need and or want. Second, you want your side gig to be something you enjoy doing. Number two, research. Speak with people who are successfully side hustling. Read and watch videos. Check the websites of people already doing it. Engage in social media conversations. Number three, get social. Create a simple website and nab appropriate social handles and email addresses. Number four, test. See if you can make money by starting small, testing, making a few sales, getting a customer or two, seeing what works, and then heading down that path. Number 5, share. Tell everyone you know what you're doing and ask them to support you. Advertise and market the heck out of your new gig. Let people know you are out there. And number 6, test and refine. In other words, give your new gig a chance. It'll take time to find customers, get work, do the work, and get paid. You will need to pump time, resources, and effort into the front end. Those are from Steve Strauss, writing for USA Today. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You could send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.